Today you will encounter God. How do you feel about my statement? Are you excited, nervous, worried, incredulous? Do you believe me? Like, think about it for a moment. I think a number of thoughts are going through our head. Some of you probably don't believe me. Oh, no, we won't encounter God. This hasn't happened yet in my life. Why would I expect it today? Well, are we looking for him? Do we know what to find? One of the joys of focusing on the transfiguration today is the disciples felt the same way. They did not expect to see Jesus transfigured before them. So we also have to look for the signs present in the transfiguration. I think some of you thought, of course we would. Why else would we be here? Come on. What do we think we're going to experience? Someone else? God is here in our community. God is here in the Blessed Sacrament. God is here because that's who we celebrate. Of course we're going to encounter God. The same way, however, we need to challenge ourselves. God shows up in many different ways. And if we get too focused on one, we forget all the different ways he comes to be with us, to help us through life and a journey with us. So today I want to focus on the transfiguration of Jesus. Namely, that through it we can see various lessons that guide us to understand it and what Jesus has done in our lives and continues to do. The first lesson of the transfiguration is that there will be trials and temptations. Not a huge surprise. Last week we had that as our gospel reading. Jesus was tempted in the desert. We should expect in some ways to be able to experience trials and temptations. But the difference is, in the midst of those trials and temptations, God will always be with us. I think we don't think it that way. We think we're on our own and have to do all these things, and eventually God shows up and says, "Here I am, just so you know, I didn't leave you alone completely." That's not how it works, though. Remember this, the disciples were with Jesus for 3 years. In that time, they saw incredible miracles. They saw people being healed, demons being cast out. They heard him speak, and his voice was so powerful that things happened. Lives were changed. They got to see the feeding of the 5,000, the calming of the storm, these incredible moments. And I think most of us would go, "Oh, I wish I could have that. Wish I could be with Jesus for 3 years and see all these things. Then I would believe." But they didn't. That's why the transfiguration is so important. They didn't get it. And when it came to the cross, they ran. The transfiguration was an important moment for them, that they would experience a little glimpse of the resurrection, a sign of what was to come, a hope for what would happen after the darkness, that after all these things, all their trials, Jesus would not be gone forever. He would come back again, and he would show himself again. This moment was to help them through the challenges. In the same way, this moment is a reminder to us that in the midst of our challenges, our distress, our trials, our problems, God doesn't leave us. He gives us little glimmers of hope throughout it, that we don't become overwhelmed, but instead persevere through it and come to the end with a new sense of faith. I remember when I was in seminary, I was incredibly ill. For about 6 months, I had to watch myself pretty much die. Got to the point where I was like not eating anything and paralyzed as could be. And so in the midst of this, I was quite distressed. I remember praying times like, "God, where are you? Why aren't you coming? Why aren't you helping me? You want to be a priest and you kill me off? That's not how it's supposed to work." So I was very, very distressed and very much so in the darkness. And eventually, my doctor caught it and we found a way back because here I am. But nevertheless, after about 3 or 4 months later, I got a sense of what happened. God was very close to me, very intimate. And I couldn't see it because of the darkness. I couldn't grasp how close he was because of that. It took time afterwards for me to realize what God was doing. That's the point of the transfiguration. He's giving the disciples this glimpse of hope so that in the midst of their darkness, they don't fear and run, but instead may believe him. Only one did, and that was John. Nevertheless, let us be clear with ourselves. We're going to face trials and temptations. God will not leave us. He will be there. Let us keep that hope alive because he wants us to believe that. He wants us to turn to him. He wants us to turn to him so that he can help us through those challenges. The second message of the Transfiguration is sacrifice. Last year, I did a series for the middle schoolers and high schoolers where I did an interactive Bible event. I wanted them to experience it anew and actually have to physically interact with the stories of the Bible. Well, one of them was a little bit more gruesome than I anticipated. It was the sacrifice of Isaac. I wanted them because this passage is so pivotal to our faith, to get a sense of what Abraham felt, what Isaac felt, what it was like to be there, to see someone be sacrificed. Now, however much I planned this and hoped that it would be so gruesome that they would like freak out and have this big issue with it or become overwhelmed by what was going on, even though I had a parent tie up their kid and actually have a knife acting like they're going to slaughter their kid. But the reality is they laughed through it. And I was a little disappointed that the gravity of the event didn't hit them, but then it hit me much later. There's a reason for it. And the reason is very important for us as we try to grasp what Abraham and Isaac felt. Did Abraham really believe that his son would die? The same thing happened with my high schoolers and middle schoolers. They did not believe that that parent was going to kill their son, for lots of obvious reasons. Number one, they'd go to jail. But nevertheless, the reality is, I don't think Abraham did either. I think we miscalculate the story. We misinterpret it. Abraham had a profound sense of who God is. Profound sense. To the point where he challenged him when he was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He did not believe that Isaac would truly die, or that God would find a way that in his son there'd be a way forward, that his lineage would continue. This is the incredible faith of Abraham. He went forward with it with an incredible sense that God would not actually let this happen, but he had to go through the actions. This is important for us too. We often forget the level and gravity that God did for us. He let his own son, his beloved son, the one he loved more than anything else except the Holy Spirit, because it's also God, but loved so incredibly that there's nothing else in the universe that compared to it. He let him die for our sake. That shows how much God loves us. So that, in the message of Jesus' death, God made a point to us. Whatever he asks of us, whatever sacrifice we endure, whatever challenge we go through, he has always done more. He would never ask more of us than what he would himself would do. This is great for us. So that all the challenges we face, there's nothing more that we could do that would be above and beyond what God has already done. He's already going to provide for us. Sacrifice is not for him. God doesn't need it. He has everything he could want. What more could he possibly want? It's for us. It's for us to believe in him. So often we get to the point where we're like, oh, I've given enough. It feels okay. Have we? Have we done enough where actually God matters? That's the challenge. That's why the transfiguration is important, because it shows that Jesus gave himself entirely to the Father. He knew he was going to die. Moses and Elijah told him that. He spent the next 3 months to a year going, okay, when's it going to happen? Same thing for us. By giving of ourselves, we trust in God's providence. By giving up something we enjoy, we say, well, God, you're more important than the thing I enjoy. By allowing ourselves to be hurt by God or giving something that hurts us, we trust him. We say, Lord, I expect you to do something good with this, more than what I would have done myself. That's why sacrifice is so important for us. It makes us really trust God, makes us choose him, makes us want him, makes us believe in him again. So do not be afraid of sacrifice. God has given the ultimate sacrifice. We can never be above that. Everything else is just us coming to realize what God can do for us, realizing how our faith is tested by those things and the joy we can have by really seeing God active in our lives. The third challenge or message of the Transfiguration is Jesus is God. I know, not very exciting, but I really want to make a point of this one. So often we usually fall into two camps, both of which are problematic for us. A lot of people see Jesus as just human. He's just a guy. He's my best buddy. You know, we hang out every so often. We go out for a beer, whatever it might be. God, Jesus is my buddy. There's a problem with that. Think about your own friends. How often do you spend time with them? Occasionally? Is that how we want to see God? He's an occasional friend that when we're bored and want something to do, we hang out with him. Or when we're kind of like lonely, we go, hey, let's go out and do something. Yeah, that doesn't work so well. Because that's not what God wants from us. He wants us to allow him to be with him every step of the way. He'd never leave us alone. It's actually almost annoying in some way how much he wants to be with us. So that's the level that we forget when we just treat Jesus as human. He's just this guy we hang out with every so often. He's kind of cool, we like him, and we move on with life. The second side of it is there's some people that see Jesus as only God. And that way, he's transcendent. He's away from us. He's big and majestic. He's too much to handle. We come to him only when we need wisdom, when we need some sort of help, when we need healing, when there's something that only God can do, we turn to him. So the rest of our lives just kind of keep going on until we have that moment of need, then we turn to him. In the movie The Shack, which is different from the book, we have this one scene, it's a beautiful scene, very well done by the authors of the movie, where Jesus and Mac are together. It starts out with them just talking. Mac's working through a few things. And they're sitting on the edge of the lake just talking. It's a beautiful conversation between them. Mac can unveil things. Jesus shows his wisdom in helping him. Then Jesus says, let's run. So they get up and they just run along the beach together. This duality between the two images really does show how Jesus can work in our lives. There's a camaraderie, a joy in having Jesus as a friend, recognizing his humanity, that he wants to relate to us on that level. But there's also a great joy in Jesus being God. His wisdom, his knowledge, his healing, his majesty. If the two come together well, hence the transfiguration, we can really see God as he is, the one who wants to be like us, human, and the one above us who calls us into his divinity, who wants to share life with us on both levels and guide us into eternal life with him. This is the joy of the transfiguration, allowing Jesus to be who he truly is, human and God, coming to be with us, to join with us, to journey with us. The transfiguration has a great depth of theological weight for us and spiritual levels. There's so much to it. I skimmed the surface today with a few different examples to help you experience it, to realize that Jesus wants to be in our temptations and trials. He's already been through them. He wants to encourage us and give us hope that they will never overwhelm us. They're there so that we can encounter God in the midst of it and build that hope in his providence. Same words with sacrifice. He wants us to give of ourselves so we can experience God even greater. Let him into our lives. Let us experience what God can truly do and realize more than anything else that God is important. Important enough to give parts of our life to him, to entrust him with those things and let him be in our lives. And most importantly, that Jesus is truly God and man. He wants to connect with us on a human level and draw us into divinity. He wants us to be able to walk with him in the various events of life, but also draw us up into his life, that we're never bound by our humanity, but can rise from it with him into the fullness of the experience of God. So ponder the transfiguration. Let its mystery unfold in your life. Let it guide you to truly experience God, that you may realize that he wants to be with you and walk with you every step of your lives.